خاک پای این کریم مت او گفته خدا
The Holy Month of Ramadan. The Holy Month of Ramadan is the 9th month of the Islamic Hijri calendar. According to many great scholars, Ramadan has about 100 names in Islam, and each of these names is given for various reasons. For example, شهر الإنابة, month of return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, شهر التوبة, month of Tawbah, repentance. شهر الرحمة, month of Rahmat. Mercy. شهر المغفرة, month of forgiveness. Another name is شهر الرمضان. And many more. But the most important name of the holy month of Ramadan in the eyes of great scholars is شهر الله, the month of Allah. The name شهر الله comes from Sahifa Sajjadiya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, where the Imam addresses the month itself, sending his salams to it, addressing it as salams to the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Ramadan in Arabic is derived from the word Ramz. The word Ramz has two meanings. Number one, sun rays falling over the sands. And number two, rain in the fall season. Just like the rain in the fall erases the dust settled over things, similarly, Ramadan erases sins settled in the people's hearts.
چه پای این کریم مطر او گفت خدا چه تویی.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan out of faith, seeking Allah's pleasure, and guards his ears, eyes, and tongue from harming people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his fasting, forgive his past sins. Imam Ali Radha alayhi salam has said, O people, anybody who in this month cultivates good manners will walk over the Sirat, bridge to paradise, on the day when feet will tend to slip. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has said, Allah made fasting incumbent to make equity between the rich and the poor. A rich man does not feel the pains of hunger to have mercy for the poor, since he is able to obtain whatever he likes. By enjoining fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to put his creatures on an equal footing by making the rich taste the pain of hunger so that he may pity the weak and have mercy on the hungry.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Once upon a time, on a beautiful sunny day, in the majestic gardens of heaven, Ramadan was having a little chat with a few of the angels there. One of the angels said to him, I feel sorry for you. Ramadan replied, a little bit surprised. Why would you say that? I am one of the most observed ibadat in the world. The angels looked at each other and then started looking here and there, avoiding Ramadan's eyes. This made him very irritated. He stood up and said to them, you don't believe me, isn't it? No one replied. He continued, I'll prove it to you. That everyone loves me.
I love you.
and that I am the guest of so many households these days. One of the senior angels could see a conflict arising and decided to intervene. Fellow angels, I guess it's only fair to give Ramadan a chance to prove his point. I have an idea. Why don't we accompany him and see for ourselves if he is right? After all, the humans can't see us. And Ramadan has to deliver the bag of barakat today. So two jobs will get done. Everyone agreed with the senior angel. It was a nice plan. They all decided that they would go on the tour with Ramadan. Ramadan himself was very pleased. He couldn't wait to prove that he was right. The next morning, at the time of Fajr, they set off from the high skies of heaven to the plains of earth below. It was a glorious morning, the sky stained with orange as the sun rose sleepily from its bed way below the sea to above the horizon. Ramadan was very confident, and he showed it in his walk. The angels followed right behind him, one after the other. They started going from one house to the other. Almost all the houses they were visiting had the lights on, clearly indicating that the people were up and busy doing sehri, which is the meal before the start of the fast.
I'm awake, I'm awake, I'm awake, I'm awake.
It was a very beautiful sight, and Ramadan was so pleased, a big smile on his face, to see such a great start to their journey. He looked at the other angels, chin up, nose in the air. On his face rested the old I told you so look. To add to his pleasure, lots of little children were scurrying out of their beds downstairs alongside their parents and elder siblings. They couldn't wait to do the fast. Ramadan looked at the other angels once more. Need I say any more? The senior angel nodded in agreement and replied with a lot of compassion. I must say, this is one of the most beautiful starts of the day I have ever seen. So many people, so committed to start the ibadat in this holy month. In the month of Ramadan is a wajib, ibadat, made compulsory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan added, a happy grin resting on his big round face. And alhamdulillah, it is very clear that the people love this ibadat. Only then would they bother to get up so early, sacrificing their comfort, and be okay with staying hungry and thirsty the whole day. The angels looked at each other, and one of them came forward to Ramadan and said, Not so soon, dear brother. It is only the beginning. No doubt, it is a very beautiful start of the day, but let us see how it progresses. Ramadan is not just about waking up and doing sahri. Yes, we agree. It is an important part, but there's loads more to it, and you know that. Ramadan nodded. Yeah, I agree, but at least it's a good start, and I'm happy about it. The senior angel interfered. Brothers, let's move on. The journey is not over. Let us do our prayers and continue. They all lined up and offered the prayers after the call of the muezzin from the nearby masjid. His beautiful voice sang through the wind as everyone awaited the time for which God called them to unite and worship Him.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Once they had finished their Fajr prayers
and Zikr,
they set off once more.
It was 12 o'clock, midday, when they approached one of the houses.
They noticed that the living room window was wide open. They entered the living room, they saw three young boys slouched on the couches. One of them noticed the open window and the hot sun peeking its way through. He got up and closed it. Just then, one of the boys lying down cried out, "Come on, guys, let's watch a movie." The one who had closed the curtain went over to the television set. "Sure, which one? I have all the latest films." The third one decided to comment too. "Yeah, that would be nice. With nothing to eat or drink, there's hardly any strength in my body to do anything." The boys put on one of the new films that had come out recently. They pressed a button and the first scene appeared on the large screen of the television. Suddenly, all the angels turned their heads away. It was an inappropriate scene. The actors were wearing un-Islamic clothing, so it was not allowed to see them. However, the boys had a different reaction. They all burst out laughing. Ramadan was shocked. His jaw dropped, his eyes bulging from his round head. Watching haram movies in the holy month of Ramadan to pass the fast? Unbelievable! This will not be accepted by Allah. Their fast is certainly batil. I can't be loved by such followers. He turned to the door. I should leave. Ramadan had been talking to himself, but everyone else could hear him. They all came out, silently, without a word. Quickly, they walked over to the next house. Inside, there was a young lady, talking on her cell phone. Ramadan put a finger to his mouth. Shh! This lady is saying something. Let's hear. She is fasting. She must be talking about something good. Once more, hope raised in his heart as they entered the house of the young woman. They sat by the corner of the kitchen and listened to her conversation.
Oh, you know, I don't like Razia also. She's such a snob, you know, and she never ever smiles. And is always talking bad about, like, other ladies. It's so, like, despicable. You should totally, and, like, actually, all of us should totally just ignore her at Imam Barga. She's just, like, not worth keeping company with.
Ramadan was shocked once more. He couldn't believe it. One of the angels looked at him. What do you call this? Ramadan was very sad. He could hardly speak. The senior angel saw him and replied on his behalf. Doing ghibat is not allowed and is a greater sin. And to do a sin during the fast invalidates it, making it batil. They went up the stairs and were even more shocked. Whilst the young lady was gossiping on her phone, her young daughter was sitting upstairs, her headphones in her ears, swinging her head to the tunes that buzzed around her head. What is wrong with these people? Look at her young daughter, listening to music. I mean, they don't understand the true purpose of fasting, because what they're doing invalidates their fast. What kind of ibadat is this? Ramadan said sadly. I have no words. Let's just get out of here. This house is certainly not for me and my bag of barakat. It was almost Zohar time. The next three houses were not much better than the first two. People were snoring away in their beds, taking a nap, hoping to pass a couple of hours of the fast. They didn't even get up to do their wajib salat. By now, the group was silent. No one had anything to say or any hope left. Ramadan was sweating. He had with him a big bag of barakat and blessings, weighed down by the load of all the sawab. He struggled to carry it. Sadly, he could not lighten his load, for he did not see anyone to whom he could give any sawab. He collapsed under a tree,
in the hot sun, lying down. Perspiration dripped down Ramadan's face. No one knew what to do. No one knew what to say. A senior angel came forward. The senior angel cleared his throat. It is very sad to see the state of affairs amongst the Muslims. It looks like the people have either not understood the purpose of Ramadan or have chosen to ignore it. Ramadan does not mean abstinence from eating and drinking. That's only part of it. The main purpose of Ramadan is abstinence from haram, things that are not permissible by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting doesn't only apply to our stomachs, it applies to all parts of the body. Eyes, ears, hands and feet, all of them have to abstain from haram for the fasting to be acceptable by Allah. They all decided to go back, agreeing with what the senior angel had said. The reality was clear and evident. Ramadan sadly once again lifted his burden and started to make his way behind the angels. As they were passing out from behind the trees, they saw a little boy and a little girl offering their prayers. They raised their small hands to the air and recited the following prayer. Oh Allah, thank you so much for blessing us with the holy month of Ramadan. Please accept our ibadat and help us stay on the right path, the path of those whom you love, so that we can become a true follower of our Imam. Ajallallahu ta'ala farajahum. Inshallah. Ramadan noticed and moved forward. A smile came on his face and he poured the entire bag of blessings and barakat onto the two young children, whose face glowed with nur. He looked towards the others and said with a simple smile, "It was, no doubt, quite a disheartening experience to go through on this journey. But I am happy, in the end, to find these sincere followers. I hope and pray that the number of true followers increase, inshallah, with each passing day." All of them gathered together and raised their hands towards the heavens. Ameen. And with that, they set off. Sure.